This is Football Night in Northern Colorado, presented by Perry's Pizzeria. Here's Angel Padilla.
Welcome into Football Night in Northern Colorado, brought to you on the Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I am, of course, your host, Angel Padilla, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios here in Greeley. And folks, it is time. It is time for the CHASA State Football Playoffs to get underway. I have a desk full of tournament brackets here that we are going to go through throughout the show. We have 1A, 2A, 4A, and 5A. 3A will be out, I believe, Sunday, as they're still wrapping up their regular season in 3A, and we'll have that bracket solidified on Sunday. But we have four brackets to go through as well. If we have time, we'll hit six-man and eight-man football as well. We will run through our local teams. The Bears, Rams, and Buffs are all in action. The Rams are actually in action tonight. The Border War up in Laramie, Wyoming this evening. I believe that gets kicking off in around an hour or so. So we'll preview that game before it kicks off, and then we will get to our A1 Organics Game of the Week. Playoff football here. Wellington and Berthoud, the Eagles and the Spartans, will kick it off around 7 o'clock or so. We will send it out to Michael Spillin and Bruce Dick around 6:30, and they will start to set the scene for you for playoff football there. Not very often you get two 9-0 teams meeting up in the playoffs, at least in the first round. But as we go through both of these teams, you'll maybe understand what this matchup is really going to look like on the field. But of course, it's playoff football. Anything can happen. But we will definitely preview Wellington and Berthoud, get you all the things you need to know, the star players, season recap for them as well. And we're going to play some clips back from both Wellington coach Travis Peoples and Berthoud coach Corey Ticknor. Both of them were on Coach Speak this week. That's from 10 to 11 with Coach Bruce Dick. He does a great job all season long. I know he's getting ready for basketball season here soon. But as we close out this football season, he had a great interview with both of these head coaches. So we will hear from them right in the 6 o'clock hour when we start to break into those games and those teams, as well as our college football, or my college football top five games of the weekend, as well as my top five NFL games for the weekend. And Saturday and Sunday is lining up to be maybe the best weekend of football we've had in a while. Tons of great ranked matchups in college football, tons of good quality matchups in the NFL. We'll get into all of that. And of course, none of this could be possible without our great sponsor, Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House, over at I-25 and Highway 34 in the Johnstown Plaza. It's right there next to Shields. You can't possibly miss it. But if you do, there are 13 other Colorado locations for you to go get the best New York-style pizza this side of the Mississippi. Family-friendly sports all over the big screen. Wings, calzones, pastas, some of the best food there at Perry's, as well as their constantly rotating draft beer selection. They'll also throw in some seasonal stuff from the breweries around the area. Great place to go for this weekend. Broncos fans, you don't have a game to watch at home this weekend, so make your way over to Perry's. Go pick up one of their game day specials. Tons of specials there. Their game day special, you can get a large cheese pizza for about $15.99. Kickoff special start at $15.99 over there at Perry's Pizza. And, of course, all-day happy hour on Sunday. So let's break into it. Let's start here in 1A. We'll look at this bracket here. We'll break down. We'll just look at the matchups here, where these teams ended up being seeded after the regular season. We'll start some of these games have or looks like two games in the bracket will be played tonight. But starting off with the one seed, Lyman will be hosting number 16 or 16 seed Cedar Edge. That'll be tomorrow kickoff around 1 p.m. The eighth ranked Banning Lewis Academy will be hosting the Wiggins Tigers. They were number 9 in this bracket. That game will also be played tomorrow at 1 p.m. Moving down the bracket here, 4th-ranked Meeker hosting number 13, Highland. The Huskies get into the playoffs there at the 13th spot. That game is tomorrow as well at 1 p.m. Couple of games in the 1A bracket that are going on tonight. 5th-ranked Buena Vista is hosting number 12, Colorado Springs Christian. That game will kick off around 6 o'clock. Number two, Holyoke. They'll be hosting Platte Canyon tonight at 7. That'll be kicking off there. That's number 2 and number 15. Continuing into tomorrow's games at 1 p.m., number 7, Ray, is hosting number 10, Centauri. At 2 p.m., it'll be number 6, Strasburg, hosting North Fork. And then the last game here in the 1A bracket is at 1 p.m. kickoff time. Number 3, Gunnison, hosting number 14, Yuma. As for the two games I mentioned that will be played tonight, Buena Vista, Colorado Springs Christian, and then Holyoke hosting Platte Canyon, we will have the score updates for you throughout the evening. Kyle Johnson will be back in studio tonight to give you all of those updates throughout the broadcast. I know you folks aren't going to want to miss any update. Then playoff action is a big one, and we have two games there in 1A that we'll be keeping our eyes on. Moving over into the 2A bracket, 16-seeded bracket here. Number 1, Delta, will be hosting 16th-ranked Alamosa. That's a kickoff of 1 p.m. on Saturday. The 8 versus 9 matchup is Basalt hosting the Classical Academy. That will kick off tomorrow at 2 p.m. Of course, our game tonight that you'll hear, our A1 Organics game of the week, number 4, Berthoud, number 13, Wellington. That's right, 2-9-0 teams. One of them is ranked 13, one of them is 4th. That game kicks off around 7, again, pregame with Michael and Bruce around 6:30. Continuing on here in the 2A bracket, number 5, Elizabeth, will be hosting number 12, Moffitt County. That is a Saturday kickoff at 1 p.m. Number 2, Kent Denver, is hosting number 15, Eaton. The Reds getting into the playoffs just by a game or two. But I know I'm not going to be picking against Eaton at any point in the playoff. They have such a winning culture up there with the Reds. Of course, three-time defending champions at this point. So we'll see if the Reds, they've had a very, very up-and-down season so far under their first-year head coach there. But good to see the Eaton Reds back in the playoffs there. We'll see if they can't go on a bit of a run there. Again, that's at Kent Denver tomorrow at 2 p.m. is the kickoff time. Again, tomorrow at 1 p.m., number 7, La Junta, is hosting number 10, Pagosa Springs. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., number 16, University, the Bulldogs, hosting, or that's number 6 seed, University Bulldogs, hosting number 11 seed, Florence. And the last matchup here in 2A is third-ranked Rifle versus 14th-ranked Brush, the Beat Diggers, getting into the playoffs there at the 14th seed. So a couple of local teams there in 2A that we'll be looking at. The only game in action tonight is going to be our game, Berthoud and Wellington, number 4 and number 13 right there. Now let's jump over into the 4A bracket, and this bracket takes up almost two full pages because there's two sides of it. So bear with me here as we run through this. The number 1 seeded Palmer Ridge, they are on a bye this week, so they will await the winner of Game 2, which will be played tonight, 7 p.m. kickoff. Number 16, Vista Ridge, is hosting number 17, Denver South. The winner of that game will go on to face number 1 seed Palmer Ridge. This is in the quadrant 1 of the 4A tournament bracket, or 4A playoff bracket here. Game number 3 is going to be number 9 Golden hosting 24th seeded Monarch. That game is also tonight, a 7 p.m. kickoff. We'll be sure to have all the score updates for that one. And the winner of that game 3 will go on to host 8th seeded Heritage. Heritage also on a bye this week, so Palmer Ridge and Heritage in that quadrant will have byes, and they'll await the winners of those two games tonight. Heading over into Quadrant 2, the top seeded here is 4th seeded Broomfield. They get the bye going into this first round. They will play the winner of number 13, Fruta Monument, and number 20, Falcon. That game gets going here at 6 o'clock tonight. And again, the winner of that game will go on to play Broomfield next week. Continuing here in Quadrant 2, number 12, Loveland, the Red Wolves getting in the playoff here. Against they're hosting number 21, Bear Creek. That game will kick off tomorrow at 1 p.m., and the winner of that game will go on to play Mesa Ridge, the 5th-seeded team in this bracket. They are also on a bye. So in Quadrant 2, Broomfield and Mesa Ridge are your teams on the bye. Of course, Loveland gets going tomorrow, and then Fruita Monument and Falcon kick off tonight. Jumping over into Quadrant 3, Erie is the top-ranked seed in this side of the bracket. They're the second-ranked team overall in 4A. So they will have a bye as well, and they will play the winner of 15th-seeded Rampart and 18th-seeded Grand Junction Central. That is a 1 p.m. kickoff on Saturday. Again, the winner of that game will go to Erie. Erie on the bye this week. And the other game, this game actually kicked off last night. It was 10th-seeded Thomas Jefferson and 23rd-seeded Stanley Lake. And Thomas Jefferson got the win, 22-14 was your final score. And Thomas Jefferson now will move on into the second round where they will face 7th-seeded Dakota Ridge. Dakota Ridge, of course, on a bye, so they will get going in playoff action next week. Moving down here into Quadrant 4, top-seeded team in this section is Montrose. They will have the bye this week, and they will await the winner of Pueblo West. They're 14th-seeded, hosting 19th Longmont. That game also kicks off tonight at 6 p.m. We'll make sure to have those score updates for you. Again, Pueblo West and Longmont. Winner gets Montrose next week. And last one here in Quadrant 4, 11th-seeded Windsor. The Wizards getting into the playoffs after a very good year. They are hosting number 22 Centaurus. That game will kick off tomorrow at 3 p.m. And the winner of that game will go on to face 6th-seeded Ponderosa in Round 2. So again, going through their top-seeded teams, these are all teams that will be on a bye this week and awaiting their opponent for next week's game. That's Palmer Ridge at 1, Erie is at 2, let's see, where was number 3? No, Broomfield is 4, and Montrose is 3, Mesa Ridge at 5, Ponderosa at 6, Dakota Ridge at 7, and Heritage at 8. So those are all of your Round 1 byes. Of course, we have, let's see, 4 games going tonight that we will have all those score updates for you. Vista Ridge, Denver South, Golden, Monarch, Fruita Monument, and Falcon, and then Pueblo West and Longmont. Of course, already one game down in the 4A bracket. Thomas Jefferson beat Stanley Lake 22-14. So we'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll break into the 5A bracket, run through those. That's another 4 quadrant bracket, so we need some time to get through all of that. And then we will look at our local college teams back in action. The Rams in action tonight for the Border War up in Wyoming. And we'll look at the Buffs and Bears. You're listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Football Night in Northern Colorado, 22 minutes past 5 o'clock here, as we are getting you all set and ready for our A1 Organics Game of the Week, playoff football between the Wellington Eagles and the Berthoud Spartans, both teams 9-0 coming into this game. It's going to be set for a great matchup, and it looks to be a great night for some preps football. I know Michael and Bruce will set the scene for you there as we send it out to them about an hour or so from now down there in Berthoud. As you're starting to make your way down there or getting ready to head out there, usual traffic there between 34 and the 25 intersection there as you make your way southbound. Looks like there's some stop-and-go traffic north and south, so as you're making your way down into Berthoud, just be mindful of that. Make sure you go get a good seat. Dress fairly warmly. I don't think it's supposed to be chilling tonight, but it is going to be a pretty cold out there in Berthoud. But all in all, it should be a perfect night for some playoff football. Again, this show is brought to you by Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House over in Johnstown, right there next to Shields. Go check out their game day specials, their all-day happy hour on Sunday. You Broncos fans, you got a week off this week, so if you want to go enjoy some Perry's Pizza and craft beers, go enjoy their Perry's Pints deal. First pour, $4. Second pour, $3. That's right, you get 2 beers for $7. Throw in a hot sandwich or a calzone or a great New York-style pizza. It's all great food there. And then take home some cannolis to go with you. Those are always delicious. Now, let's get here into the 5A playoff bracket here. We have 7 games in action tonight. Of course, Kyle Johnson will be in studio to give you all of the score updates from around Colorado State playoffs. We'll start here in 5A Quadrant 1. The number one overall seed, Cherry Creek, is on a bye this week. They will await the winner of a game that kicks off tonight at 7. Will be 16th-seeded Eagle Crest hosting 17th-seeded Legacy. That is going to be at the Stutler Bowl down there. So that's a game we'll keep our eye on tonight. Again, the winner of that game between Eagle Crest and Legacy will go on to play number one seed Cherry Creek. Continuing here in Quadrant 1, 9th-seeded Castleview is hosting 24th-seeded Fossil Ridge. The Sabercats getting in there right at the last second almost. That game's being played at Douglas County High Stadium. That game will kick off tonight at 6, so about 30 or so minutes from now. Castleview and Fossil Ridge will get going, and the winner of that game will go on to the second round to play 8th-seeded Mountain Vista. They are the other team on a bye in this Quadrant 1. Moving into Quadrant 2, the 4th-seeded Pine Creek is on a bye this week. They will await the winner between 13th-seeded Denver East and 20th-seeded Mullen. That game gets going tonight at 6 p.m. Again, the winner of that will go on to play Pine Creek. They are the 4th-seeded team in this bracket. And then we have 12th-seeded Rock Canyon and 21st-seeded Arvada West. That game went on last night, and Rock Canyon got the win 20-14 at home. So they will now move on to play 5th-seeded Ralston Valley. That will get going next weekend. Moving into Quadrant 3, top-seeded team in this quadrant is Columbine. The Rebels are the second-seeded team in this bracket. They will await the winner between 15-seeded Fairview and 18-seed Fountain Fort Carson. That game being played at Jawbone Hill. That game will be kicking off tonight at 7. Again, we'll have all these score updates throughout the evening for you. And then 10th-seeded Legend is hosting 23rd-seed Brighton. The Bulldogs on the road for this one. That game gets going at 7. And the winner will go on into round 2 to play the 7th-seeded Valor Christian. Now moving into Quadrant 4, the top-seeded team here is 3rd seed overall, Arapahoe. They will get going next week as they await the winner between Chatfield and Cherokee Trail. That is 14th versus 19th there, Chatfield the host team. That game also gets going tonight at 7. Last game here in Quadrant 4, 11th seed Grandview is hosting 22 seed Douglas County. That game also kicks off at 7 tonight, and the winner will go on to play Regis Jesuit, the 6th seeded team overall in 5A. That will be going on next week. So again, the teams on a bye here in 5A, Cherry Creek, number 1, number 2, Columbine, number 3, Arapahoe, Pine Creek at 4. Ralston Valley at 5, Regis Jesuit at 6, Valor Christian at 7, and Mountain Vista at 8. Those are all your teams on a bye, and we have 7 games in action in 5A tonight, and we will have all of those score updates for you throughout the evening. So now that we got high school out of the way, let's get over to a little bigger picture. Let's head over to college football. All of our local teams are back in action this weekend. The Oregon State Beavers are headed down to Boulder to take on the CU Buffs. The Buffs, of course, coming off 2 tough losses, the double overtime loss to Stanford a few weeks ago, and then last week's loss to UCLA on the road, 28-16 was the final score there. And the Buffs did make a bit of a change this morning. There were sources coming out, and it was later confirmed that Pat Shurmur is taking over the offensive coordinator role for the Buffs. I know Broncos fans just got to chill. Don't worry, he can't hurt you anymore. But Pat Shurmur is going to be OC for the Buffs tomorrow. That is a 8 p.m. kickoff, so Pac-12 after dark kickoff there down in Boulder. Oregon State, one of the top teams in the Pac-12, they're at 6-2, 3-2 in conference play. Really, really good defense. Quarterback DJ Uiagalelei. Yeah, that's a mouthful. 17 touchdowns, 4 interceptions on the year. Of course, Shador Sanders, 22 touchdowns and 3 interceptions on the year. Oregon State, 12.5-point favorites in this one. We'll see if the Buffs can't maybe play spoiler a little bit. Oregon State, of course, is ranked 16th in the playoff rankings at this point. They are coming off of a tough loss on the road against Arizona. 27-24 was the final score there. The Wildcats have pulled off a couple of those Pac-12 upsets this year. Oregon State was just their most recent victim, but we'll see how this defense handles the high-flying offense of the Buffaloes. I know a lot of focus for Buff fans is going to be on the trenches. Offensive line, defensive line play has been kind of the critical point for this Buffs team this year. Outside of the skill players, that the trenches is where a lot of football games are won and lost, and the Buffs unfortunately have lost four games. They've won four games, so that means they are two wins away from becoming bowl eligible. And I know that would be a huge, huge checkpoint there for the Buffs to get in their first year under Deion Sanders. So we'll find out what happens there. Again, 8 o'clock kickoff on ESPN down in Boulder between Oregon State and Colorado. Of course, tonight, it's Border War night. CSU is up in Wyoming to take on the Cowboys in what is hasn't been much of a rivalry the last couple of years. Wyoming has won six or seven of the last eight games. CSU has only won one of these games in the last couple of go-arounds with these two. Wyoming, 6.5-point favorites coming into this one. Again, this is a 6 p.m. kickoff in Laramie on CBS Sports Network. Going to be around 41 degrees up there. I heard it's supposed to be very windy up in Laramie, and it really is windy up there. So we'll see what happens there. The weather could be a factor, especially for the Fort Air Raid, CSU Rams, Braden Fowler, Nicolosi, 16 touchdowns, 11 interceptions on the year. Not a great ratio, but for a guy that was kind of thrown in early in the season when everyone thought Clay Millen was going to be the starter. So you're kind of getting those freshman bumps and bruises with BFM, but they're going to be relying on Van Shield, the running back, to get going tonight, taking on a very tough Wyoming team who is coming off of a brutal, embarrassing loss to Boise State last week. 32-7 was the final there. Wyoming has yet to beat Boise State in Boise. And that streak is just going to have to wait another couple of years. As for CSU, they come off a tough, tough game last week against Air Force in the snow. Thankfully, there's no snow tonight, so you don't have to worry about snowballs on the field. But Air Force got the win there, 30-13. CSU's on a two-game losing streak. Wyoming's on a two-game losing streak. That really doesn't matter when it's a rivalry game, but I can tell you that both of these teams are going to be motivated to get the win tonight. CSU, of course, 3-5 on the year. They're going to be looking to get those next three wins to get to bowl eligibility. And I know as much as it would mean for the Buffs to get into a bowl, it would mean almost a little bit more if Jay Norvell in his second year could get the Rams into a bowl game. Wyoming, of course, they are 5-3. They only need one win to get into a bowl, and I know they're going to be pushing for that one. So we'll see what happens there. Again, that's 6 o'clock tonight on CBS Sports Network. Wyoming, 6.5-point favorites there in the Border War. Moving on back into Saturday action in the Big Sky, Idaho is coming to town to take on the winless Northern Colorado Bears. Idaho is one of the top teams in all of in the Big Sky, if not all of the FCS. So this is certainly going to be a challenge for the Bears. What they're not a stranger to challenge. They played, of course, the fourth toughest schedule in FCS this year. That's not an excuse for a winless season, but it just goes to show what kind of competition this Bears team has been playing week in and week out. And outside of the Montana game last week, they've been competitive in every Big Sky game this season. So we'll see if the Bears can't play spoiler against Idaho tomorrow. I know the status of Jacob Sermon is still up in the air. We had him on the whole show earlier today, but we'll see. I know he was kind of back and forth in that Montana game. The backup, Hank Gibbs, would be the backup there for the Bears. He is a grad transfer from Wyoming. Big frame quarterback. We'll see if he can't, if he does play, we'll see if maybe he can spark that Bears offense a little bit. But they're going to have their hands full with the Idaho Vandals, 6-2, 4-1 in conference play this year. So we'll see if the Bears can't maybe play spoiler a little bit. Maybe Idaho sees them as a bit of a trap game. But this game kicks off at 1 p.m. tomorrow in Nottingham Field. Of course, you can hear that game here on KFKA with Blake Olson and Matt Gator. They'll get started around noon with the Blue and Gold pregame show, where they will talk to players and coaches as they get you all set for that game. It looks to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend, 50 degrees around kickoff here in Greeley. It's going to be a beautiful night there for some football. If you're going to go check out the Bears, if you can't make it, of course, you can hear it here on KFKA. And lastly here, one of our local teams, the Air Force Falcons, coming in at 25th in the college football rankings this past week. Of course, 8-0 on the year so far. They are hosting the Army Black Knights in to battle for the Commander-in-Chief's trophy against an so Air Force focusing on defending their Commander-in-Chief trophy. They won it last year. Air Force, of course, coming off that big win over CSU last week. The Navy win before that. The Wyoming win before that. Air Force has been very impressive all year long. So we'll see if they can't get going tomorrow. I think this game is being played at Empower Field at Mile High. So that's going to be a fun environment there. You know, the Broncos don't need it this weekend. So Air Force will happily go in there. And we'll see if Air Force can keep their undefeated season alive, try to stay up in that Mountain West rankings, of course, but also maybe try to get some respect for the Group of Five in the college football playoff rankings. So we'll take another break here. When we come back, we'll get into a little bit. We'll look at my top five college football and NFL games this weekend. I said it earlier, lots of good games this weekend. I'm ready to break into these because this is going to have my full attention throughout the weekend. You're listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Football Night in Northern Colorado, about 40 minutes past 5 o'clock, as we are getting ever so closer to our A1 Organics Game of the Week playoff matchup here between Wellington and Berthoud, both teams 9-0 coming into this matchup. We'll break into each one of those teams, and we'll hear from the coaches. Wellington coach Travis Peoples and Berthoud coach Corey Ticknor. We'll hear from both of them, look into their some of the star players that you'll see and hear, or that you'll hear tonight on KFKA, as well as a season recap for both teams as we get you set up for some playoff football. Michael and Bruce, I know, are excited for this one as they're starting to head their way down into Berthoud. So now we can take this time to look at our My College Football top five games of the weekend. And I think since I've been doing this on this show, this is the first time all five games are between ranked opponents. So this is going to be a huge weekend. Of course, the college football playoff rankings came out earlier this week. And I don't know why they do it like this, but these first couple of rankings don't really mean anything. The rankings that really matter come after Championship Saturday, usually around the first week of December. But in college football, November is king. And if you can win in November, you can really set yourself up for a playoff berth down the line. Of course, that will get even more exaggerated when we move to 12 teams next season. So let's start off here with my number five game. It is number 23, Kansas State, at number 7, Texas. The Longhorns, 3.5-point favorites coming into this one in Big 12 play. Kansas State, 6-2 on the year, 4-1 in conference play, and the Longhorns, 7-1, 4-1 in conference play. Of course, that one loss coming to Oklahoma. Kansas State's only loss in Big 12 play came to Oklahoma State back in early October. That was a 29-21 score there. Of course, for Texas, since that OU loss, they've rattled off a pretty convincing win over Houston, 31-24, and then they handled BYU last week, 35-6 was the final. Again, Texas, 3.5-point favorites. That's a 10 a.m. kickoff on Fox, so big noon kickoff there between Kansas State and Texas. See if the Wildcats can't pull up a little bit of a spoiler there. Like I said, at least in the four-team playoff format, as long as you have one loss, there is still a chance for you to get in there. So we'll see if Texas can't hold on and get a win at home. My number four game takes us over to the SEC. Number 12, Missouri, at number 2, Georgia. The Bulldogs, 15.5-point favorites at home for this one. This was a matchup that I had on my radar the last couple of weeks, trying to see if Missouri could maintain their momentum, and they have. 12th ranked right now in the playoff polls. Georgia dropped down to number 2. A little surprising there, but Missouri 7-1 on the year, 3-1 in conference play. Their only loss came a few weeks ago in a back-and-forth thriller with LSU. 49-39 was the final score there. But otherwise, they handled Kentucky 38-21, and then last week handled South Carolina 34-12. So this Missouri team kind of flying under the radar a little bit in the SEC, but at this point, this is kind of the last shot for the SEC East to try to uproot Georgia. I think, you know, Georgia beating Florida last week, though I don't know if they played, they haven't played Tennessee yet. But this Georgia could pretty much lock up the SEC East if they can get a win at home. But I don't think Missouri's going to give them that easy of a fight. So again, 15.5 point spread. That's a 1:30 kickoff on CBS. Missouri and Georgia going at it. My number 3 game is a classic in college football. Number 9 Oklahoma at number 22 Oklahoma State. Bedlam is back, possibly for the last time in a while. Of course, Oklahoma heading to the SEC next year, and the way the scheduling is going to be flipped around there, this rivalry game is not one that's going to be protected. So the Bedlam game between Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, which is always a fun game to watch. It's one of the most intense rivalries in college football. And this one's going to be a big one. Number 9 Oklahoma, of course, 7-1 on the season. They are coming off of their first loss last week to Kansas. That was a big game for the Jayhawks to get that one. 38-33 was the final score there as Oklahoma drops their first loss in conference play. As for the Oklahoma State Cowboys, they're also 4-1 in conference play. Their only loss came to Iowa State back in late September, but they're on a 4-game winning streak with wins over Kansas State, Kansas, West Virginia, and Cincinnati. So you know that Oklahoma State team is feeling themselves a little bit, like the momentum they have. Oklahoma, 2 really tough road games in a row. Of course, the loss to Kansas last week, but now you have to head into Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. That is a 1:30 kickoff over on ABC. The Sooners, 6-point favorites in that one. So we'll see if the Sooners lose. That could pretty much knock them out of the playoff contention, if not out of the Big 12 championship contention. My number 2 college football game this weekend, I know Mike is going to like this one, over in the Pac-12. Number 5 Washington on the road at number 20 USC. The undefeated Huskies are 3-point favorites coming into this game. Of course, coming off of a very good win over Stanford last week. Continuing to follow the lead of Michael Penix Jr., 24 touchdowns, 6 interceptions on the year. If he's not the Heisman front runner, I don't know who it would be at this point, but he is taking on the defending Heisman Trophy winner, Caleb Williams. The USC Trojans kind of already knocked themselves out of playoff contention with their 2 losses back in October to Notre Dame and then Utah. Those were back-to-back losses, and they bounced back in a very close game to Cal on the road. 50-49 was the final score there. So USC kind of hitting some road bumps here late in the year. But we'll see if they can't play spoiler a little bit. This is the type of game that has taken the Pac-12 out of playoff contention in years past. It's when one of these one-loss or undefeated Pac-12 teams goes in on the road against the team that they probably should beat, and the upset of the year happens in the Pac-12. We'll see. That's number 5 Washington, number 20 USC over in Los Angeles. That's a 5:30 kickoff on ABC. Washington, a 3-point favorite coming in to that game. Which brings us to our number 1 college football game of the weekend. If you couldn't have guessed it by now, it is number 14 LSU at number 8 Alabama, the college game day game of the week. This is always a huge matchup. I know the last couple of years have been some of the best games. You go back to 2019, where it was Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa. The last year's game was only the 2nd loss that Alabama suffered in the regular season. Of course, the previous one came to Tennessee. But it takes a lot to beat Alabama twice in the same year. So we'll see. I know Bama's going to have a little bit of revenge on their minds. They're, of course, coming off of the bye week, but that pretty satisfying win over Tennessee a couple of weeks ago, 34-20 was the final score there. Bama, of course, 5-0 in SEC play. They have just rattled off win after win since that Texas loss earlier in the year. But don't be fooled by this LSU team. They are not going to be they're not going to show up just to get beat by Bama. 14th ranked LSU, 6-2 on the year, 4-1 in conference play. Their only conference loss came to Ole Miss back in late September. That was a 55-49 loss there. That tells you anything. LSU's defense isn't that great, but Bama's offense hasn't been the powerhouse that we've seen in years past. Of course, Jaden Daniels, the quarterback at LSU, he's also up there in the Heisman conversation. Over 2,500 passing yards, 25 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. So we'll see if this good game could either be a shootout or it could be a very close defensive game akin to the 2011 Classic 9-6 overtime win in Tuscaloosa there. LSU has only beaten Alabama and Tuscaloosa twice since Saban has been there. Of course, that 2011 game and then the 2019 game that I mentioned. That's the only time you've beaten. Bama's a really tough place to beat them when they're at home. 5:45 kickoff on CBS. That's going to be a great game. I'll be tuned in for that. Bama, 3.5-point favorites coming into this one. That has jumped up half a point since I made my list a little bit earlier in the afternoon. I had Bama at 3. They've jumped now up to 3.5. So that's going to be a good game over there in the SEC. Now let's look at my top 5 NFL games this weekend. And this might be the best NFL weekend we've had in a long time. Lots of high-quality matchups. The biggest spread I have here is 6 points. If that tells you anything about the competition we're going to see this weekend in the NFL. We'll start off here. My number 5 game is the Minnesota Vikings at the Atlanta Falcons. And the reason this game made my list is because of the quarterback intrigue with both of these teams. Of course, for the Falcons, Desmond Ridder has been benched. Taylor Heinicke will be taking over the starting role there for the 4-4 Atlanta Falcons, still kind of hanging around there in the NFC race a little bit. They are 3-1 at home, which leads to that 3.5-point margin here on the spread. They are taking on hosting the Minnesota Vikings, also 4-4, also 3-1 on the road. But Minnesota, of course, the big news in the NFL was Kirk Cousins out for the year with a torn Achilles. Just a brutal injury. You hate to see it for a guy like Kirk who, he's kind of just a good role model for sure. Doesn't put himself out there with too much controversy. If you watch the quarterback series on Netflix, he was one of the guys featured on there. So I know a lot of fans around the NFL, a lot of Vikings fans, of course, have a lot of appreciation for Kirk Cousins in what looked like to be maybe a turnaround point for the Vikings. They're getting Justin Jefferson back soon, so maybe that was going to bring some momentum. They could do a late season push, but we'll see. So a lot of questions were surrounding about what were the Vikings going to do at the quarterback spot. So they went out and made a trade for Cardinals quarterback Joshua Dobbs, who was just benched last week in their game for the Cardinals. So we'll see if a fresh start can't get going for Josh Dobbs. He had a pretty decent start to the year, kind of fell off a little bit, but we'll see if he can't get a fresh start there with Minnesota. Again, that's an 11 o'clock kickoff on Fox. My number four NFL game this week is the Seahawks and the Ravens. Good physical matchup here. Geno Smith, Lamar Jackson, both these teams, or the Ravens are 6-2. The Seahawks are 5-2. This is a big matchup, not really in terms of playoff seeding for either division, but a good, measuring stick game for both of these teams. Of course, that Ravens offense with Lamar Jackson kind of just attacking all over the field. Their defense is solid, but the Seahawks have been quietly good this year. Again, 5-2, but they are 6-point underdogs on the road in Baltimore. That's 11 a.m. kickoff on CBS. My number 3 game in the NFL this week is on Sunday night. This game has a lot of storylines involved in it, and that's not why I picked it. It's because it's just a good matchup between two good teams. It's the Buffalo Bills at the Cincinnati Bengals. We all remember what happened last time these two teams met. The whole DeMar Hamlin situation that played out before our eyes on TV. I don't think DeMar has actually played in a game this year. I know he's been active for a couple of games. But of course, that's going to be the main focus for that game. Bills and Bengals, 6:20 NBC. That's Sunday night kickoff. Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, you couldn't ask for a better matchup on Sunday night. Number two game in the NFL in the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles. This is a game I've been looking forward to a lot this season because it's a good measuring stick for both the Eagles and the Cowboys. The Eagles have kind of had trying to maintain a stranglehold on that division, but I don't think Dallas is going to make it easy for them. Philly, 3-point favorites at home in this one, 7-1 coming on the Eagles. Cowboys 5-2, so that's going to be a good physical matchup there between those rivals. 2:25 kickoff on Fox. And my number one game in the NFL this weekend, weirdest timing, weirdest selection for a game, but it's on early, 7:30 a.m. kickoff on NFL Network from Frankfurt, Germany, the Miami Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs. Both teams 6-2, a battle for what could be the top seed in the AFC when we get to the playoffs a little later on in the year. This is a game in terms of seeding, in terms of home field advantage, first round bye, so much importance for this game. Of course, the Chiefs coming off that tough loss, as Travis Kelce described it, embarrassing loss to the Denver Broncos last week. We'll see if they can't bounce back against the high-flying Miami Dolphins offense. Some have called it the greatest show on surf. We will find out. Tyreek Hill, since that big trade, he has not played against the Chiefs, so he will get his try to take revenge against his former team, the Cheetah, in action. Of course, Jaylen Waddle, Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback with Miami. That offense is very impressive, but the story around Miami is that they can't beat good teams. In the two games that they've played against teams with a winning record, they have lost. That was a loss to Buffalo and a loss to Philly. All the Dolphins' wins are over teams that don't have a winning record. Obviously, that narrative can kind of change week to week. We see that in the NFL. It's a very week-to-week league. We saw that last week with the Broncos, who have won now two in a row. Then maybe they can turn their season around. They didn't do anything at the trade deadline. But they are, of course, on a bye this week. They'll get going in action next Monday night in Buffalo. So we'll see what the Broncos can do. But that's going to be a great game. 7:30 a.m. kickoff. I normally like these games to kind of wake up and have football on and kind of get groggy in the morning. But I'm definitely going to be bright up and early for this game. 7:30 kickoff on NFL Network. That's going to do it us for this hour. When we come back, we will get all into our A1 Organics Game of the Week between Wellington and Berthoud. You are listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.